It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A very, 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 very busy Friday. The New York Jets are about to go on their playoff run. I can't even say it with
God.
The Jets are about to go on their playoff run. We will go very deep in a Jets-Colts. I don't know if you know this, but one of the members of the broadcast team will join us. We will also pay off a bet that we made 7 months ago concerning Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. We'll get to that a little bit later on. And Dave Sims is officially the Yankee broadcaster. If you don't know the brilliance of Dave Sims, the baseball broadcaster, we're going to show that to you as the show rolls on, plus all the other beautiful stuff involved in a Football Friday, including our NFL picks. Okay, I want to make this very, very clear to you, Sean, to everybody out there, to every single Giant fan out there. You guys were right to let Saquon Barkley leave as a free agent. Okay?
Thank you.
We got that out there. With that said, I don't know what kind of blood goes through your veins, what kind of heart or human you are, if you weren't angry and pissed off when you watched Saquon Barkley continue to have an MVP season. Those two statements can be true. You can understand why he's not here. But you can also be a human that's upset when a guy who was on your team is now on a division rival playing the best football of his career.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? You didn't watch last night as the Eagles hold down the NFC East and say, boy, I don't like the fact that Saquon Barkley's great?
No, I'm thankful he's not a Giant anymore. I will be honest with you. If you watch the Philadelphia Eagles every week and see Saquon Barkley succeed, that part of it should not bother you if you're a Giant fan. It does not bother me as a Giants fan. It doesn't necessarily surprise me as a Giants fan to see him running like this behind a good offensive line. What bothers me is the reaction to it. That's what gets my blood boiling. Who cares that he's running wild for the Philadelphia Eagles? Nothing about what the Giants did with him changes the fact that he's eventually probably going to get hurt. He's going to keep getting older. They've kicked money in the salary cap down the line. That doesn't bother me. Let him have a good year for the Eagles. He deserves it. He's a nice guy. I wish him nothing but personal success.
I question you as a fan.
Why?
Because it's not a perfect comparison. I don't think there is one to Saquon Barkley. But I'll make it timely. I'll make it about what tonight's all about.
Okay.
Tommy Lugauer's in his Knicks sweatshirt. I'm in my Nets sweatshirt. There's a rivalry between the Knicks and Nets, even if most Knicks fans don't feel that way. We as Nets fans feel there's a rivalry. And the Nets made a decision that was probably right to trade Mikal Bridges. Like, long term, they made the right decision.
Right.
It will bother me when Mikal Bridges plays well. Because I'm a human. I don't want to see somebody that was on my team that I made a decision to move on from, even if it was the right decision, play well, especially for a rival.
See, that's silly to me. I'll tell you this. It should bother you, whether it's Bridges or, in this case, we're talking about Saquon Barkley. If you were a Giants fan that loved Saquon Barkley so much that you disagreed with letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
If you truly disagree with letting him go, then I understand watching last night and watching this season with the Philadelphia Eagles and saying, this is horrible. This sucks. John Mara was right that he shouldn't sleep at night. But if you were consistent in the approach that the best way to build a football team, as painful as it is to not pay a running back who is going to keep getting older and older and older, no matter how great they are, then I don't know how you could be pissed that suddenly they're playing great with the Philadelphia Eagles.
No, because you're missing...
That doesn't add up.
Because you're missing the point.
No,
it's not about redebating the decision. Okay,
but it's about being consistent in the decision.
But you can be human. Like, it's okay as a human being to have multiple emotions, okay? There are a lot of things that went on last night in that Eagle-Washington game besides just the football. Number one...
Is Alan Herbie aware of anything?
They were confused at times. Look, it is okay, because I think the debate is over now, on whether they should have kept Saquon Barkley or not, okay? Or whether they should have drafted Saquon Barkley at number two or not.
By the way, it's not over.
Well, I know it's continued, but it's an old debate. We have all kind of staked our opinions on it. Right? And I understand why the Giants let Saquon go. And when we've had this discussion, I've always said, okay, if you kept Saquon Barkley, what would your record be? And the truth is, you'd have the same record.
2-8.
Okay.
Actually, they might be 1-9 because they're running better than they did a year ago.
Well, okay, whatever. I'm not even going to argue this whole Tyrone Tracy, Saquon Barkley thing.
Well, it's Tyrone Tracy.
That's what I just said. I said Tyrone Tracy.
You said Tacy.
I said, okay. You know what? I had bronchitis a few weeks ago.
Oh, now we're blaming that.
Sometimes.
What's Kayvon's last name, Ev?
Fib, tib. I'm going to go with Thibodeau.
You got it.
Damn it. Yes.
You got it.
So you can understand why a guy was let go, agree why the guy was let go, and still, when we're all sitting there on a Thursday night, because we are, unless you were watching the MLB award show on MLB Network.
That happened last night?
What genius decided to put that show up on a Thursday night?
They did that last night?
They did that last night. Yes, that's true. But we're all watching football. And it's understandable and normal as a Giant fan to, while you understand why he's gone, still be upset watching him go for 146 yards and two touchdowns.
All right, so this is where, I mean, we could argue this, the couch come home. And I will proclaim, if you think that you wanted him gone and you thought that was the best way to build a team, you should not be bothered by that either. What I can't get over, and what occurred last night, and what seemingly occurs every time Saquon Barkley scores a touchdown or jumps backwards over the Jacksonville Jaguar, what happens is this cesspool known as social media that I can't get away from because I'm an addict becomes horrible. When people, and I respect them as an analyst, like RG3, take to Twitter to go, how stupid were the Giants for letting Saquon Barkley go?
Yeah.
That is when it becomes bothersome. Because then we lose sight of the real issue.
But Sean, it's not just social media. And I agree with your observation, and I find it fascinating and almost a case study.
Why does it always come back to the Giants?
But this,
why can't it just be good for the Eagles?
I get that. This free agent movement of Saquon Barkley to the Giants and the Eagles, which is old news. I mean, it happened 7 months ago. It's old news. Continues to pop up every time Saquon does well. And I don't remember this with any other free agent. Like, I don't remember this. Like, even Tom Brady, when the great Tom Brady was playing well with Tampa, I don't remember this becoming a meme back to the Patriots.
No.
So I'm not sure if it's a New York Philly thing. I'm not sure if it's a division rival thing. I'm not sure if it's Tiki's fault. Honestly, Dead to Me may have put this up a notch. Maybe it did. I'm not sure. But the truth is, every time Barkley plays well, even when the Giants aren't involved, it comes back to them. But it's beyond social media. Because what happened last night after the game was Saquon Barkley was being interviewed on the set of Amazon Prime. And Eagle fans were chanting, "Thank you, Giants."
Good.
So they're joining in on this.
Which is crazy. And I think, honestly, what happened, I think a couple things. You're right. I think there's a New York Philly part of this. And also, let's face it, this comes back to something that Lugie's tackled about whether it made the Giants look good or not being on Hard Knocks. The most powerful scene that happened on an HBO series over the summer was not anything from Game of Thrones or House of the Dragon. It was John Mara looking at his general manager in the eyes and saying, "I'm not going to sleep well at night if he signs with the Eagles."
I think that has
resonated through NFL fans and NFL circles.
In fact, we have it all queued up, ladies and gentlemen.
John Mara
on Saquon Barkley, hypothetically, being an Eagle.
I have a tough time sleeping if Saquon goes to Philadelphia. I'll tell you that. As I've told you, just being honest.
I'm telling you.
That's Antoine.
I loved Hard Knocks, and I don't think the Giants shouldn't have done it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
However, that is the key free agent the Giants really lost that was publicly shown to the world, and we know how the owner felt about it.
Yeah, you know,
that is added fuel to the fire.
Tommy has made a point. And you have made the point, Tommy. I disagree with you, but respectfully, that it was a bad look being on Hard Knocks.
Mm-hmm.
While I'll disagree with you, I do agree that that one comment, which was so, like, innocent because it was a man giving his honest opinion.
Exactly.
I think has, in a way, made this look worse.
It has.
I think it's added fuel to the fire, absolutely. And I do think, yes, this is a New York-Philly rivalry thing. I think it's a... people taking the bait on this situation. But I still, although I do start to think now that the Giants did Hard Knocks to show everybody that Daniel Jones stinks. But yeah, this was just one of the, yeah, I do. I think it's part
that
of their master
the
plan. But yeah, I know when you have the owner sitting there saying he can't sleep at night, it's just that clip that you could always throw in people's faces.
No, and it resonates in my mind. Like even last night watching the game, and I think this is a very, very fair, reasonable thought to have, which is John Mara, and we sat aside from him a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I asked
Mr.
John.
Mr. Mara.
And Mr. Mara was very offended by something I said to him. I said, Mr. Mara, you remind me of me. And he's like, oh my God, I don't want to be like Evan. And the reason I said that is he's a fan.
Yeah.
And sometimes being a fan is a really good thing as an owner, and sometimes it's bad.
Right.
And so what I wonder about with that little clip is, as a fan, he was pissed last night. John Mara, wherever he lives, I assume the great state of New Jersey, when he's watching the Eagles against the Commanders, he watched that game and he threw a table. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay. So if the owner sees this and said, I told the freaking world, this is going to kill me if he's on the Eagles, you wonder if that's actually going to affect his decision-making when he decides, do I want to run it back with the same front office?
Yeah.
And that's not fair. I'm going to be honest with you. That's not a reason to get rid of Joe Shane. It is not. Getting rid of Joe Shane shouldn't be because he allowed him to go to the Philadelphia Eagles. But he told you it would kill him. He told you it would bother him. And so I wonder, like, I would love to be a fly on the wall in the Mara household to know when he's watching Thursday Night Football, is he thinking to himself, I told him.
All right.
I told him.
You've now opened up a can of worms. I think you're right. I think it is fair to wonder if the owner is thinking that. Absolutely. But with all due respect to a very, very smart man in Mr. Mara, that's stupid.
I just said that. No, I agree with you. It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair.
Because part, and this goes
on. You know why it's not stupid? I actually want to change that word. Because you're a fan, I'm a fan, I think he's a fan. Sometimes we have very strong, weird, crazy opinions as fans.
Yeah.
That's why you've got to be careful when you're making decisions. So I think it would be a mistake to get rid of Joe Shane based on Saquon going to Philadelphia. I think that would be foolish. That would be very fan-like.
And it would also show us that we're going to probably hire somebody that's going to appease what the owner wants all the time, and that's not a good thing. You know, you need to make football decisions. And frankly, look, we don't need to rehash all this. We all know what a mistake it was that the Giants spent the second overall pick on Saquon Barkley, no matter how good he was.
Mm-hmm.
But that now is still, again, here you go. The NFL world basically pressuring it. The Giants as a franchise are basically still being punished for a Dave Gettleman decision like that. That people are thinking this. The Eagles should be able to enjoy the fruits of building a roster that could then absorb a contract like Saquon Barkley's is what they hope is a finishing touch. The Eagle fans should get to enjoy that. The Eagles organization should reap the rewards of that. But that should not be every time he has a big game turn into how dare the Giants. Because the truth is, no matter what you think of the 2-8 Giants, the one thing we could all agree on is, for the first time in a long time, the offensive line finally starts to look like it's stabilizing. And the one part of their team that doesn't suck is the run game.
Hold on a second. You said something, and I need to call you out. You said that Eagle fans should be able to enjoy.
Sure.
They should be able to enjoy.
Where, focus on that. Why does everyone have to come back to the Giants?
The Eagle fans should be happy, and they should be. They're in first place in the NFC East. Sure. They won a huge game last night. Saquon continues to be awesome. Okay. Well, I just would like to read a random tweet from a random Giant fan.
Sure.
At 11:02 p.m. last night. Eagle fans high-fiving each other about a running back they paid a ton for, a running back they'll never win a Super Bowl with.
Correct.
All while the Giants found a better one in the fifth round of a draft, making an eighth of the money.
Yeah.
It's got to be brutal being an Eagle lunkhead.
Spot the lie.
Well, the lie is you're mocking Eagle fans for being happy. They should be happy. They're in first place, and Saquon's playing his ass off,
Evan,
and is playing beyond his contract.
Evan, you just said, what were the fans chanting at the end of the game?
Thank you, Giants.
Okay. This is what I'm talking about.
They don't care about your fifth-round running back. They see your record.
Because they're idiots.
But they're not idiots.
They are idiots.
Why are they idiots? They're happy they got a great player.
No. If they were happy, then nothing would be mentioned about the Giants every time.
Sean, they don't care about the Giants.
They clearly do.
Sean, I didn't finish. You didn't even hear what I said.
I don't even want you to know. I'm angry.
They don't care about the intricacies of the Giants, which is fair. Hey, we found Tyrone Tracy.
Right.
Hey, okay. They're just looking at your team stinks. You allowed him to go. He's on our team, and he's awesome.
Thank you.
That's it.
Definition lunkhead.
That's not being a lunkhead. That's being a fan. That's being a happy fan.
It's showing that you're idiots. Thank you, Giants. Mock the Giants. Laugh at the Giants. The Giants ultimately are dealing with a horrible season.
Sean,
but they are going to be benefited by dumping Saquon Barkley.
Forget about that for a second, because the Eagle fan don't give a rat's ass. Are the Eagles Are the Eagles better off with Saquon Barkley?
We'll see.
What do you mean we'll see? The guy's having an MVP year.
All right.
Are they better off with Saquon Barkley?
To everybody's naked eyes without thinking, yes.
Dude, his cap hit isn't even that high this year and next year.
They're trying to win
a championship,
Evan,
now, dude.
I don't want to do something so like in the weeds here, but there's two things that are true. That
what, the dead money in 2027?
Going to be a problem.
They have an ability to get out of the contract after 2027. Do you know that?
Yes, and they're still going to have a dead cap hit that's going to kill them because they kick money down the line.
Do you think
here's the other problem, and let me finish.
Oh, he's getting angry.
Revisionist history is a little something here, and I don't forget. Okay? Part of the reason you let Saquon Barkley walk after 6 years and don't pay him a lot of money is because when he was here, year after year, Saquon Barkley suffered some form of a lower leg injury. High ankle sprain here, ACL injury here, this, that, the other. He is an injury-prone running back, and through 11 weeks, he has not gotten injured for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I hope he doesn't for their sake.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, just because he hasn't yet, don't tell me, oh, what a no-brainer it was. He's going to get hurt at some point badly in the season.
First of all, Sean, we don't know that. All we can react to is what's happened so far.
Sure.
Are the Eagles better off since they signed Saquon Barkley? The answer is yes.
I still don't know that.
Bro, come on.
He lost them a game by dropping a pass to the Falcons.
Tommy, are the Eagles better off that they signed Saquon Barkley?
1,000%. Okay. And this is
they went to the Super Bowl two years ago, Miles Sanders.
Forget that angle, because to me, this is where the spin doctors getting this wrong. The frustration as a Giant fan that I have and that we should all have
is the past, right?
Correct. Okay. The Eagles have built a team that's better than us, Saquon helped them be better. That's the story, not Tyrone Tracy, because that's the talking point now, a fifth-round
running
back.
So we helped them be better.
Our team stinks. That's why Saquon wasn't a good fit here. The Eagles are better, and that's frustrating.
And Saquon contributed to plenty of losses. So I just want to get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are declaring the Eagles are better with Saquon.
Yes. The move has paid off, yes.
Okay, so the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl?
I didn't say that.
They lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Miles Sanders, don't tell me they're better.
That's not how sports works.
That's how sports works.
That's 2 years ago. I'm talking about this team and what they would have been if they didn't sign him. They made a decision that so far has been the right one. That doesn't mean the Giants made the wrong decision.
No, of course not.
So when the Eagle fan says, thank you, Giants, again, they're not getting in the weeds on your cap situation or Tyrone Tracy. They're simply saying for us, thank you.
When
by the way, and I'm going to show you my fairness. Mikal Bridges does great stuff for you in the postseason. You do not have to care about all the draft picks I got back from you, including the Milwaukee pick. You have every right to say, not my problem. Uh-huh. I'm going to say thank you, Brooklyn, because you gave me a player that's making me better. You don't have to worry about my situation. And that's all they're doing.
No.
And by the way,
apples and oranges.
I will be, Tommy, I'm raising my right hand. I will be jealous and upset, even if it was the right move, if Mikal Bridges is helping your team. Because that's what we do as sports fans. It's okay to be human and say we made the right decision walking away. But no, I don't like the fact that he ran for 160 yards for first place in the NFC East.
I don't care about that. And here's the Bridges thing is fine. And this is not a slide at the Knicks. So before anybody yells at me, the troll. The Knicks have maxed out so far as a second-round playoff team. Can we all agree with that?
Yes.
They've added Mikal Bridges to try to climb that ladder. This Eagles core made and lost the Super Bowl, similarly what the Rams did when they got rid of Goff for Matthew Stafford. When you make this move and kick money down the curtain, all this, it's not about beating Washington on a Thursday night. They better win
a Super Bowl,
or I don't want to hear that this move made them better.
I'm going to tell you why that's not fair, okay? The Eagles may lose in the playoffs, and it may have nothing to do with Saquon Barkley.
Then clearly they should have used resources elsewhere because they got to a Super Bowl running back.
I don't think it's as simple as that. You're trying to set this up as if the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, which is unlikely because it's tough to win a Super Bowl.
It shows you the move was the wrong move. Then.
No, it doesn't show the wrong move.
Yes, it does.
Why are you making me defend those bastards in Philly?
Because you don't have to be because I'm using logic and sense. They made a Super Bowl running back by committee. By adding a guy like Barkley, you better win a Super Bowl.
You're coping. That's what you're doing.
Coping. What is this new word everybody's using, coping? When did this become a thing with sports?
I think it became a word like 150 years ago.
I've never coped in my life.
What?
I pushed for Saquon out the door. I said if he's going to sign with anybody, and now I'm on the record of saying this, sign with a rival, let them deal with it. I would love...
them deal with it. He's having an MVP here.
And they're not going to win a Super Bowl, which makes it even funnier to me.
Were the Ravens a great team before this season? Yes, the answer is yes. Uh-huh. They got Derrick Henry. Better.
Good one.
The Cowboys stink because Zeke is their running back. Would the Cowboys be better with Barkley? You're damn right they would be.
But the Eagles
what we're saying here is that Barkley wasn't on the Eagles. If Barkley wasn't on the Eagles right now and it was Kenneth Gainwell was their running back, they wouldn't be this dynamic, and you know it. You know
I have a hard time imagining the Eagles wouldn't have the same record right now if they had Kenneth
Gainwell. That's not true.
Because they just went through Super Bowl running back.
Different situation. No, it's 2 years ago. We're talking about this year.
But why you don't pay running backs, because you can get the value running back by committee. That's why it was a stupid move by Philly, and everybody's oohing and aahing over big runs.
Don't worry, Giant fans. We know he doesn't represent most of you.
Oh, I represent you. But if you disagree with me, you're an idiot.
But we'll hear from you, Giant fans. 888-808-1019. We'll get to the Jet Colt game coming up a little bit later on as well.
Now
plus,
I'm pissed off. I wanted a nice Friday.
Why are you pissed off?
I think you pissed me off.
Dude, I'm just speaking truths.
No, you're not.
Really? I'm just trying to poke you?
You're trying to tell me what I'm mad about. I'm telling you what I'm mad about. You're telling me I'm wrong. I should be mad about this.
I don't even know what you just said. Your call's coming up. 888-808-1019. Plus, we were all thrilled at the announcement our radio station made. Dave Sims is the new radio voice of the New York Yankees. And we're all happy for him as a person, but I'll tell you the other reason why you should be happy. This guy's an awesome broadcaster. And we've got some of Dave Sims' greatest Mariner calls that we will play a little bit later on. Evan and Tiki on the Fan on this very busy Friday. Coming up at exactly 2:45, we have a Daniel Jones New York Football Giants quarterback update. We'll get to that coming up. We'll go deep into the Jets-Colts game a little bit later on as well, make our NFL picks. Very, very, very busy Friday. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. I'm watching the game last night. I'm rooting for the Commanders. Obviously disappointed that they failed on a fourth and short. Disappointed that Dan Quinn didn't kick a field goal to go up 13-12. That's just me. But I was also understanding the pain of the Giant fan. That while you may have been okay with letting Saquon Barkley go, to me it would not be fun to watch a guy who was on my team, now on a rival, continue to eat. That bothered me. Sean doesn't bother him at all. He's an actual Giant fan. I think he's lying to all of us. I think he's coping. But to me, I can see this.
You're trying to fight me today.
I am not trying to fight you.
You went back to the word coping. I told you, never use that word again.
Because I think that's what you're doing, though. I think you're coping. Do you know what the word means?
I think so.
Hold on, let me look it up and get a definition.
So. It's a way of rationalizing a traumatic event that's happening to you.
So. Yes.
Traumatic?
Deal effectively with something difficult. His ability to cope with stress. You're coping.
Hold on, before we take the calls.
Yeah.
Traumatic? How mentally ill do you guys think I am that you think Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles is traumatic?
I think you're very mentally ill.
I think you're sports mentally ill. I don't think you're mentally ill. I think you're very sports mentally ill. By the way, so am I. I admit that. I got major problems. But at least I admit it. I'm very honest with my feelings. You are not.
I am honest.
You cope, Sean.
Cool.
C-O-P-E, cope.
He's going to punch me, Lugie.
Cool. K-E-W-L.
Let's get to your calls, including Brendan in Clifton, New Jersey. How you doing today, Brendan?
I'm all right. Sean, what you're doing, you're trying to strip emotion out of fandom, and it's really you're coming across as not genuine. I don't believe a word you're saying, and I was sick last night watching the game as a Giants fan. I mean, Saquon had the opportunity to be one of the great Giants of all time. To watch him do it with the Eagles, it's disgusting, and I don't believe a word you're saying.
He had 6 years to become one of the greatest Giants of all time, and he rushed for 1,000 yards 3 times. I mean,
well, he was on the path. He got ranked in the top 100 over the offseason. If he had continued his career, he probably, and that's not even
so
necessarily
Richie Soyberg. Calm down.
But the idea is that, you know, there was an emotional connection to Saquon, right? Like, he was one of our guys. He came up with us. He was a rookie with us. He won Rookie of the Year with us. He was our guy. And to watch him do it with the Eagles, come on. There's no way that you are sitting in your basement where wherever you watch the games and you are sitting there perfectly content. And if you say that you are, you're lying to yourself, or you're not.
I'm
a
lying?
Fan. One or the other.
Wow.
I'm lying?
Wow.
I am content because I wanted him gone. And Saquon Barkley for 6 years, great. Touchdown runs. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I cheered. There may even be an elf on the shelf in my house named Saquon. There's a lot of stuff in my house representing Saquon Barkley. He represented the true fall of what the Giants had become because, and not his fault, because of what he represented when they took him second overall.
Everything you're saying, though, would make it okay and understandable to then said be upset when you're watching football on a Thursday night and you're performing well for a division rival. Everything you said is fine, but it fits along with what Brendan is saying, that it could still bother you.
The Eagles winning any game bothers me. It doesn't matter. I mean, Eli Manning could have came out of retirement at quarterback last night. It wouldn't have bothered me anymore. What bothers me What do you mean?
I mean, when Brendan says, I thought that was a great phone call. Like, if we handed out prizes for phone calls, I'd say, boy, that was a good one. That's a 9.2 out of 10. So he ended it by saying, either you're a liar or you're not really a Giants fan. I know you're a Giants fan.
I know
you're a great Giants fan. You have a wonderful podcast called One Giant Step.
You finally got it right. Thank you.
So
big download threshold, by the way, last week.
Oh, nice.
The post-Germany episode. If you haven't caught it, download it.
What does that mean? Like, are you going to reveal a number?
I don't know the number.
But it was a threshold?
I was just told by the producer, hey, we broke some records.
Look at you. So. And you want to know why? Because you are a Giant fan. So you're clearly not a fraud, but I think you're a liar when it comes to this.
Guys, you have been with me long enough on this show now, okay? We're not a baby show anymore, okay? We're at the adult table.
I'm not a baby show anymore.
Who was the one on this show that had the honest feeling of, thank God the Saquon era is over. We could finally extinguish the Dave Gettleman flames. Next up's the Daniel Jones stuff. I felt relief when Saquon Barkley left. And I think what's suffocating me now is being thrown back in my face that the Giants made a mistake believe they didn't.
It's not a mistake. Can I ask you a question related to that? So we all agree Daniel Jones should be gone. Like, that's a universal agreement. The Giants cut him.
Cut him. Yep. Oh, God. When that tweet drops, that is going to be like when your dog licks peanut butter between your thighs. What a feeling.
Oh, my God. So many things I could go to with that, but I'll stick.
I forgot your kid is sitting right here.
Yeah, well, he's not listening.
Right,
he's distracted by something else. He's watching game tape of the New York Knicks. He's going to fax Jordy Fernandez all the weaknesses.
He's filming the Knicks practices. I know what he's doing in there. Sabotage.
He's watching everything right now. If Daniel Jones gets cut and he signs, take your pick, with either the Dallas Cowboys as a backup for Dak or the New York Jets as a backup for Aaron Rodgers, and veteran gets hurt, Daniel takes over and just slays. I mean, just slays.
I'll be happy for him.
That is crap.
Excuse me, Evan.
Dude.
You'd be
happy for him on the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
Bro.
I won't be happy the Cowboys won, but I'll be happy for him. I have no ill will towards Saquon or Daniel
Jones. It's not about ill will towards a player. It's about as a fan. No. That would make me sick.
Oh, I'd laugh about it. Like, I'm laughing about it. Because I know why? Because I know the ultimate endgame. He's not going to ultimately win anything of substance.
What if they win a Super Bowl? Would that then bother you?
Yes, it would.
Oh, so that's your threshold?
Because I just told you, I saw them make a Super Bowl.
Okay.
In my opinion, Ushanis take one to win it. If they win, I'd be the first one on this Monday. I may have to delete Twitter for good, not come back. All of that, because I've dug my heels in here. They're not winning a Super Bowl with Saquon
Barkley. So that's where you would be upset?
Yeah. Then he was the finishing piece to a rival Super Bowl team. That would bother me.
God, you're putting me in a very uncomfortable situation. There's a small part of me now that wants to see the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Then do it, you New Yorker. Go ahead.
I said small, minuscule part of me.
No part of you. They're trash.
Mike is in New Rochelle. How are you, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind today, pal?
So here's what I think. I think that they picked Saquon at number two all those years ago, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If we had had the right coaches, the right GM in place over these 6 years, we would have built a team, and Saquon would still be on that team, right?
No. You know, if they had the right coach and GM, they would have never taken Saquon. So your hypothetical doesn't exist.
Well,
because
the right coach and GM isn't stupid enough
to take a running back second overall.
I hear you. Hold on. Let me finish my point.
Okay.
So, here's the thing that I think. I'm so disgusted. I wanted Saquon to go, okay? And I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. When I'm not the coach or the GM, right? Either of you guys. When over the last couple of years of the two of them, right, as coach and GM, looking there and seeing Saquon, would you not agree that he's one of the few best players on the team?
On the Giants?
Yeah, one of the best, right?
One of the best players. Sure, when he actually felt like playing and came back from an injury, yeah.
Yeah, but we're not there. My point is, we're not there, right, at practice. We're not there talking with Saquon, understanding. Like, we're not part of that.
Okay.
Don't you think that, to me, those two guys should have been able to figure out, we need to keep this guy. We're going to be a better team. They're trying to keep their jobs. And the one decision they make is to let go of Saquon.
Mike, by the way, you're a good Giant fan, Mike?
I was for it.
Mike, you're a good Giant fan?
Huge Giants fan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is the point I've tried to make. You debate all you want. When you watch the crappy Giants week in and week out, are you looking at that run game going, oh my God, I wish I had Saquon Barkley? Or are you looking at it going, this is the weakness of the team?
No, I'm wanting it to lose. I'm wanting it to get rid of Daniel Jones. I'm wanting us to rebuild.
Well, you are a good Giant fan. But my point is that to me, I keep getting brushed over and go, well, that doesn't matter. No, it does matter. If you're going to, after Saquon Barkley does amazing things week in and week out, have the goal and the nerve to go, thank you, Giants, and say, wow, can you believe how stupid the Giants were? Be consistent and look at the Giants and go, they suck, but hey, you know what? Letting Saquon walk, they got a good run game. That's not the problem with their team. So to me, that's where I get angry. Be consistent. Yes, the Giants stink. It's not because Saquon Barkley left. They are totally fine. In fact, they are a better team at that position than they were last year.
But I think two things can be true at the same time, man. Like, you can say it was right to let him walk. Him being re-signed wouldn't have changed their current fortunes.
Uh-huh.
But simultaneously, I don't enjoy watching him go for 150 yards on a Thursday night for my arch rival.
Whoa, 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 you're
doing, those two things can be true.
You're doing two different things, though.
No.
Nobody said I sat down with a bowl of popcorn last night, a big smile. Look at Saquon go.
You said it didn't matter to you at all.
It didn't, but that doesn't mean I enjoyed it.
It didn't bother you at all?
No, not any more than it does.
Okay. That's the part that doesn't compute.
It bothers me that the Eagles are scoring touchdowns. Not that Saquon Barkley's doing it for them.
Yeah, but it's Saquon Barkley doing it for them.
But Saquon Barkley's an irrelevant Giant player to me. Because I never wanted him here to begin with. So maybe I'm just three steps ahead of it.
Coping, right, Tommy?
Massive coping. And
you can't talk, bro. You switched teams. You went
no,
to the Jets.
I did not.
Nobody who listens to WFAN takes Tommy Lugar serious anymore.
No. What I did or what I'm doing is trying
Jet
to...
now?
I'm trying to uplift...
You left the boat, bro.
No. See, when my teams aren't doing well, I try to uplift other fan bases. What you do is when your team stink, like that hockey team at the Garden and our football team, you like
night.
To take shots at the little brother. I uplift, you take shots by coping. That's why we're different, Sean.
Well, you know what? I don't know, man. 2-8 really could use some power positivity, but you jump ship.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out where this Giant running game is. I mean, it's just this great running game. They run the ball a million times. That's why. They have a good running game because they run the ball
that's
a million times.
They ran a million times to Saquon, and he went 5 yards backwards every time.
So,
but that's okay.
Okay,
Tyrone Tracy is good.
Okay, but if you think the offensive line has improved this year for the Giants, and I think we all agree with that, even without Andrew Thomas, Saquon would be running for like 200 yards.
By the way,
how did it improve, Tommy? Or were you too busy reading depth? Jet depth charts and cooking up gimmicks.
Sean.
It improved because they signed John Runyon and Jermaine Illuminor.
I understand that.
With Saquon's money.
I understand that. I'm not suggesting that the money that went to Saquon was not allocated better, but you're just flipping it and moving the goalposts to fix your argument.
No,
yes,
not.
You are.
Because you just did something that has pissed me off on Twitter, and it's pissed me off with people who have rained on this. Well, look at the giant O-line now. Imagine having Saquon be on it. You can't look at it now because that's why you got rid of him.
Well, they could. Oh, well, by the way, Joe Shane drafted Evan Neal, who's an all-time bust, so maybe if he had a clue, we'd have a better offensive line.
You're giving power bust to the team that drafted Mekhi Becton.
I do want to get back to your point because it's incorrect. Now, because here's why. While you're right about 3 years from now, 100%, like you may have to deal with dead money, the cap hit that Saquon has this year is not high. So you could have signed Jermaine Illuminor. You could have signed John Runyon while also keeping Saquon when you look at the money you're giving Devin Singletary.
Oh my God.
Now, would it hurt you 3 years from now?
Of course. And that's what you're building the team towards.
Okay, but you said something incorrect. I'm correcting you. You said you couldn't have added Illuminor and Runyon while also keeping Barkley. I'm just fact-checking you that's not necessarily true.
All right, so if you want to go in the literal sense, that would have been horrible business. Which is my point on
Sean,
the Eagles.
Sean,
it was horrible business by the Eagles.
I'm not arguing they should have kept Saquon Barkley. I'm simply saying, and this is what Giant fans are saying, and you're yelling at them, you're basically saying they're idiots, that they had a right to not enjoy last night. They didn't enjoy watching Saquon Barkley play well. That's all. No one's re-arguing last year. No one's doing that. Maybe some people are, but that's not the overall point.
Well,
Barber, maybe, can I ask you a very simple, very, very fair question?
Yes.
All right. I know he's no longer dead to you. You brought him back from the dead.
He's just too nice of a guy.
I get it.
Great conversation with him when I covered the Eagles.
And he's such a good dude. Like, even I was watching the post game. I wanted to hug him.
Unbelievable, dude. He really is.
No, I agree.
Great guy.
I got nothing against him. When you're watching the game last night, all right, is there a small part of you as a Giant legend that's like, I don't really like seeing this as an Eagle. Like, this is kind of bothering me that he's playing at such a high level for them.
You know what it is? I'm happy for his success because I do think he's in a better place. I've said this because the offensive line let him down for a lot of these years. I had to go back when I called that Eagles game. I wanted to find examples of Saquon, what we would call dancing around in the backfield. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that was the narrative about him here. And because you don't see that in Philadelphia. You see him committed to whatever the play design is. And so I went back 2-3 years. Not just back 3 years, but over the last 3 years, I watched all this tape on him, trying to find him like dancing around being uncommitted. You know what I found?
What?
A bunch of penetration, getting hit in the backfield, diving out of the way because somebody went unblocked. It was just bad. It was bad offensive line play, for the Giants. And it hurt Saquon's ability to do what he's doing now for the Eagles. And so as I'm watching these games, I'm like, you know what? Good for him because he's in a better place. With that being said, it does suck because he is outstanding. I did a conversation. Had a conversation earlier this week with Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, and he's doing a story on these older running backs. Well, Saquon's not really older, but I mean, it is his seventh year,
right?
So he is kind of older. He's been in the league for a long time. Derrick Henry is going to be 31 in a couple of weeks, and he was asking me, like, you see these guys' successes and what they're doing, and you know, is this a resurgence or reinvigoration of the running back, quote unquote, running back in the NFL? And I said, you know, I think, because teams are playing such, you know, high safeties and they don't want to give up these big plays, that the good running games are able to take advantage of it. With that being said, Derrick Henry's a freak. With that being said, Saquon Barkley is a freak, right?
Yeah.
You think about his physicality and his body and his ability to be explosive but powerful, and it just kind of made me miss having Saquon.
And that's normal. By the way, everything you said
I'm not like distraught about it because I love Tyrone Tracy too. And I think he's going to be a great runner. His patience, his reading ability, he's always on track. Like, he hits the holes, he sets defenses up, and he makes big plays. But Saquon was a special player. There's no doubt about
it,
period.
You said something, and I appreciate this honesty. You said it sucked. And that's fine. Doesn't mean they should have kept him. Doesn't mean he isn't in a better situation. Doesn't mean you don't like Tyrone Tracy. But it sucked. Sean can't say that. Night sucked.
I said it sucked because the Eagles look awesome. The Saquon Barkley part of it, to me, is irrelevant.
Irrelevant?
It is. The only thing that becomes...
Did you not enjoy it? Like, take the Philly hate, Saquon hate away. Did you not enjoy watching a running? Maybe that's just me, because as a
running back, just you.
I just like watching Tiki running backs have success. Tiki, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is, really.
Tiki, to defend you, when a running back is running through holes and gliding, I find it to be one of the most beautiful things in football.
100%.
Unfortunately, if it's an Eagle or Cowboy running back, I can't take those glasses off. I can't. I just can't. I hate that stupid helmet. I hate that stupid song.
Well, I hate those stupid people. One of our rivals is losing, so accept it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the Commanders are, you know.
I haven't got that Commander hate up yet.
Yeah, it just doesn't exist yet. It doesn't exist. Maybe it'll get there at some point, and it will, because Jaden Daniels is the truth, and despite what happened last night, they will be fine, and eventually you will hate them. But right now, I think Giant fans are like, nah, Eagles are fine.
My point is, man, the Eagles are 8-2. It sucks watching them win. It sucks having watched success. Watching Saquon have the success isn't added on to that for me.
Let's go to Joe, who's calling from Vermont. How are you, Joe?
Hey, Joe. Sorry. Hey, guys. How you doing? Look, what's up? This is a little frustrating to listen to because it's pretty obvious why the Giants are getting so much crap for this. It's because, you know, right or wrong, however you want to look at it, the way that fans in general, the media, other players view it is, they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. You have, you know, a superstar player doing special things every Sunday, and then you put on the Giants, and you have a terrible player who's doing dopey things every Sunday.
Yeah,
and that's why it's as simple as that.
No, no, and you know what's funny, Joe? You're right and wrong at the same time. Not you. You're right. The narrative's wrong.
Right.
And sometimes what sucks in life, whether it's in sports, politics, real life, is the reality, or I'm sorry, the truth doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the perception. And the perception that he laid out, it's actually what's happening. Nationally, the viewpoint is they chose Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. I don't view it that way. I don't think you guys do either. As someone who kind of lived it and the decision-making and the tag versus long-term extension and the position change differences.
And they offered Saquon an extension last year right before they signed Daniel Jones.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Before.
But right. That perception is true. Would you guys agree with that?
The perception is true. The reality is not true.
No, right. I don't agree with the reality either.
We're all in agreement on that, yes.
But the perception that's out there, and because here's the thing, Teak, that's kind of weird. The Giants are being mocked every time Saquon Barkley does something well.
Yes.
And I'm not used to that with free agents who leave. Usually, maybe the first time, and then you move on.
Yeah.
But last night, Eagle fans were chanting, "Thank you, Giants," as Saquon was doing a post-game interview with Amazon Prime.
Part of that is Nick Sirianni, though, because you remember at the beginning of the season, and people won't forget it, Nick Sirianni said, "Well, how do you like it that we got your best player?"
Yeah, no, that added to it, too. You're right.
Right, so Philly fans heard that before the season started, and that's what they're going to think about.
Yeah, but I think that's added to the... It's weird that a guy who signed 8 months ago is still being talked about connected to his former team. Meanwhile, they've already played, we're already more than halfway through the season, and yet this continues to be a thing that Giant fans have to deal with.
I'm telling you, it goes back to Hard Knocks, and this is the one part of Hard Knocks that I think was a negative to the Giants.
Mm.
I really was.
With John Mara saying,
I'm going to lose, you know, sleep at night watching him with the Eagles, and that has stuck with people and resonated with people. No other NFL team in the history of off seasons losing free agents has had a moment like that play out on TV for the world to see.
Yeah. That added to it. Plus, it's your fault too, Teak. You know that.
Why?
Dead to me. Added to it. Just added to it a little bit.
That's exactly why it doesn't bother me, because he's dead to me.
But Tiki's over it, so everyone else has to get over it.
Well, because I have the pleasure of getting to sit in rooms with these guys and have conversations with them. And so I don't see them as avatars in a game. To me, I see them as people.
That is a very interesting comparison. You're right. We do look at these players sometimes as avatars in a game. Yeah,
right, as football cards with helmets on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good point. Dean is in Asbury Park. How are you, Dean?
How you doing, guys? I just want to defend Sean a little bit. And, Evan, I know you like to put your sports psychosis and trauma on other people, but it's not always
fair. Well said. Well said.
Yeah, that is actually well said. Go ahead.
If anybody thinks that the Eagles... It was either Saquon or Kenneth Gainwell that the Eagles were going to go into the season with is simply not true. They would have been doing the same thing with Joe Mixon, with Aaron Jones, with Josh Jacobs. There was plenty of guys out there for the Eagles to get. So if Saquon was doing this in Houston, if the Giants had him, they'd be in a different spot. I don't think it's true either. The Eagles would still be good. The Giants would still be struggling.
Dean, all I was saying, forget the Giants for a second, because I think we all agree that they were better off moving on from him. That's not even the debate. And we talked about this last week. If they had kept Saquon Barkley, they probably have the same record. It doesn't change much. But where I disagree with you is The Eagles' decision to choose Saquon Barkley, whether it was over Joe Mixon or whatever other running back you want to bring up, has so far turned out to be the right decision. That's the Eagles made a good move. That's all I'm saying. The Eagles are better off today than not having chosen Saquon Barkley. And we can live in a fictitious world of, well, what if they chose this guy? What if they chose that guy?
Remember.
I don't know. All I know is they chose Saquon Barkley, and they're 8-2. And Barkley's legitimately an MVP candidate, which is unique for someone who's not a quarterback.
Just remember, and I'm not going to let anybody forget this, this core of the Eagle team, the guts and core of this team, went to a Super Bowl and lost. So when you add Saquon, it's a finishing touch. It looks great. The stats look great. Fantasy football, red zone, all looks great. If during the 3 years of this contract, they don't get back to that Super Bowl, I don't want to hear it made them better because they got there with Miles Sanders.
Well, it's interesting because this offseason for the running back was about finding that running back who was your missing piece, because Houston did it, you know, obviously, and it's different because their offensive line isn't that good. The Baltimore Ravens did it. They're really good, obviously. The Philadelphia Eagles did it. And so did the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Jones. Like, all of these teams that were playoff contenders or got deep into the playoffs and are just missing a little something, they all went and got running backs.
Right.
And all those running backs are beasting it.
You're right.
The only one that's in the top five or so that's on his same team is Jonathan Taylor, the Colts running back. But all the other top teams and the top running backs, they're new. And so they went and sought out a difference maker at that position, which is rare considering the false narrative that persisted for 5 or 6 years that the running back was dead, that we don't need him anymore, that we can do it by committee. You can do it by committee, but when you have a special one, it changes your team. It changes your offense in so many ways.
There is an assumption that we have all made that we are never going to see Daniel Jones, not never, but we won't see Daniel Jones start coming out of the bye. We're waiting for that announcement from Brian Daboll. Joe Shane didn't really give us an answer a couple days ago, so we're waiting for crumbs, for niblets, for something to tell us, are we done with Daniel Jones? We've got a big crumb. When we come back, an update on the Giant quarterback situation. Plus more of your calls at 888-808-1019.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.